I am Karen Thompson, and I am so thrilled to be sitting here with Marty McMahon and Andrea Otto joining me today to talk about a very special event that is taking place in November all throughout the state, hosted by the Vets Town Hall of Vermont. Thanks for coming into the studio and talking about this.
I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
You have several events coming up, one on November 9th at Catamount Arts in St. Johnsbury. Tell me what happens during these town halls.
We have veterans who decide they'll come up to speak. Some people sign up early, some people just get motivated while they're there to come up and share what their service was like. And part of what's very interesting about it is a lot of people don't understand the variety of types of service that people have. So you may have somebody who sat in a missile silo, somebody who was in combat, somebody that worked in a medical hospital, somebody that did the weather. It's quite a variety of experiences that you'd hear about. The major piece of it all is just the idea of service, you know, giving yourself and serving. That's the central part of it.
Letting people know that it's a fine-oiled machine that has so many intricate parts to it sounds to me like what you guys are doing. How long has these vet town halls been going on?
I think it's been about 4 years here, maybe five, probably a year before we started. The very first one was in Massachusetts with Representative Moulton, who I believe was in the Marine Corps. It was started by Sebastian Younger, who did a documentary called Restropo, which was about a unit in Afghanistan. And he realized that many civilian people have no clue what the experience of being in the military is like. So he decided the smartest way to do that is to have a town hall, have veterans speak about their service so that civilian people can understand what that's like.
How do other veterans get a hold of the Vet Town Hall in Vermont to participate?
Yeah, so there is a website, and it's Vermont Vets Town Hall. org, and there is a link there to register. So if you want to come and share your experience, you'll be a little form that you can fill out there. Or as Marty said, if you just come to the event and you decide that you want to get up and share, you're welcome to do that.
Tell me about the other events happening around in the area.
Sure. So the events are scheduled throughout November. I think most of them are trying to be around Veterans Day. So the first one is Sunday, November 2nd in Montpelier at the State House. So that is the kickoff event on November 2nd at 1 o'clock. And then after that, there's one in Bennington, Rutland, Colchester, the one in St. Johnsbury on November 9th, and then Brattleboro, and they'll finish out in Charlotte. So all of those events are on the Vermont Vets Town Hall website.
I think this sounds pretty incredible.
Sort of do a shout out to Kristen Eaton, who's the organizer of this. She's put this together and made this really happen, and she's just a wonderful person.
It sounds like an education, it sounds like an information, it sounds like enlightenment, and it sounds like healing.
Yeah, healing is a big part of it.
I appreciate everything you guys do. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you speaking out, Marty, all these times you have, and coming in and mm-hmm. talking to us. And Andrea, I appreciate you coming in and being a big part of this experience, too.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Karen.